It's all about young people and drugs, very important message. And it's the Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal, which has provided the funding through the ABC Haywire Youth Innovation Grant Program. And the film's been overseen by Rural Health, and Dudley Billing from Rural Health is here to tell me a little bit more about it. Good afternoon, Dudley.
G'day, Martin. How you going?
Good, good. Now, I like the idea of this. I was reading the synopsis for it, and they've actually, you've spoken to people from Circular Head that have been affected by drugs, and their families and counsellors and people like this, so it's pretty raw for some of the people in your part of the world.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's definitely something that affects regional areas in a big way, and we've seen a big influx in it over the last 3 or 4 years, and we thought it was a really good opportunity to get a crew of young guys together with a medium like film that's becoming more accessible and becoming a very real kind of career opportunity, and use that as a platform to spread the word on that. I've also got Curtis Mahi with me as well. He's one of our young film crew that worked on the project. So, yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. And now, as I said, you've been talking to a former addict, a parent, also police, counsellors, so it covers the whole gambit of... And when someone gets involved in drugs, it doesn't just involve them, does it? And it hurts a lot of people, really.
Yeah, it really extends through the entire family and the community, the way through. It affects education, it affects so many different aspects, and so we just tried to get a really broad picture of what that did. And sort of, it was really hard to get... to make it real gritty and meaty, because there's a lot of secrecy around the user group and things like that. But we spoke to a lot of recovering addicts, and they were really generous in what they shared with us.
It's being, as I mentioned, the funding, but also Circular Head Council are involved in it, the Circular Head Aboriginal Corporation, Rural Health, which is you, and the Circular Head Youth Leaders, or CHIL as they're known, and students. So there would have been a completely new field of for them to get involved in. I don't expect many of them would have had film experience up until now.
Yeah, I don't know. Curtis, have you had much film experience up there?
Not much experience in terms of something to speak. I've always had some sort of a hobby for short films and stuff, but yeah, nothing that's ever really been this big, so it's really been a step in a new direction, looking behind the scenes of what actually goes on in this kind of project.
So it was a real learning experience for you, not only about the subject matter, but also about making the film.
Definitely, yeah. I feel that it's been pushed to this subject in schools, but it hasn't really been, the message hasn't gotten across, so something like this that people can relate to will hopefully have a big impact on what people think about drug usage, and just to feel, know that it can happen to anybody. It's not really a certain demographic that is affected. It can affect anybody. It could affect somebody really close to you.
It obviously affects regional areas a lot more too. We saw that at the ABC documentary earlier in the year about ice usage in Tasmania, and Smithton and Circular Head were highlighted in that, so it has got a pretty big impact in smaller communities, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, it can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack when you've got a lot of area and less policing and stuff, and so things can creep in quite quickly. And people who may have previously been habitual smokers or habitual marijuana users or things are taking this next step onto these heavier illicit substances that are and without much education, and it's caught a lot of people by surprise, and that's where we fell over this last time, and so now doing it this way, we're hoping to really reduce the market for this kind of stuff.
There's 12 grants nationally, so you're in a fairly elite group. You've been able to get the grant, which is tremendous news for the Northwest Coast. You're launching the movie or the documentary next Friday, so just tell us a bit about that, or you or Dudley.
Yeah, okay. So we're having the launch will be at 7 Up at 7 o'clock, which is in Nelson Street in Smithton. And all the guys, Curtis and everyone else, we presented with some awards there. And we've also, it's open invite, so, and all ages. Smithton High School are catering the event. Their vet food sciences class, catering class, they're going to cater the event. There's a local high school band to play. And then there's a feature film, Hunt for the Wilder People, will be playing after it for any kids that want to stick around at the youth centre, or families that want to stay around and watch a movie after. That'll go till late, so we finish at 10, and we're providing transport to anyone that wants to go home after that.
Awesome. So that's tomorrow, not tomorrow night, but next Friday night?
Next Friday night.
Yep. Yes. Okay, now the documentary, I believe, is also going to be made available to other youth groups and schools and people that need it, which is tremendous, I reckon, because from what I understand of the subject matter, it's something that everyone should get to see.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. We'd like to take it around to schools and things like that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Curtis, you'd be happy to present it and take it around to the local schools here. And
definitely, something I think people, especially my age, would really benefit from seeing and knowing that the people in their community and people that they know that have been affected by this could really hopefully hit the message hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll have a big impact in Circuit Head, obviously, because people will know some of the subjects, but for everyone else, it's just an insight into how many different people are affected by it, as I said in the intro there, police, families, counsellors, health services, and so on. So it's really a lot more widespread than people would understand. So, guys...
Yeah, we've managed to interview some people outside the community too. People like Jackie Lambie and Lane Beachley. Jackie Lambie was quite affected by that within her family, and some other people that... tour around Australia giving advice, so we spoke to a lot of those kinds of drug workers and recovering addicts as well from other places too. So,
well, I've got to say, guys, congratulations on getting the grant, first of all, and then coming up with the end result. I hope it does extremely well for you. From what I've heard so far, it is quite confronting, but that's what's needed in this day and age. So congratulations on the effort. Good luck with the launch next Friday night, and thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Martin.
Thanks, guys.